Mechanized systems. Mechanized systems include a wide range of types of materials handling equipment, including forklift trucks, conveyors, tow lines, tow tractors with trailers, bridge and wagon cranes, and carousels. Forklift trucks. Type of fuel slash battery. Amount of lifting power, size and shape. Some models are adapted especially to narrow aisles, and other features can be mixed and matched. Forklifts can drive directly into semi-trailers or in other vehicle payload areas. Forklifts allow pallets to be raised up or down from the tops of high stacks, and some can also reach both high and deep. Some models are adapted to lifting slip sheets instead of pallets. A slip seat is a thin, pallet-sized sheet of plastic, laminated paperboard, or corrugated fiberboard that slides underneath a load. Automation is available in a computer-controlled, driverless model. Conveyors. Conveyors, as seen in Exhibit 5-7, move goods into or out of some types of vehicles and storage spaces. The basic decision when selecting a conveyor is whether or not to have a motor. The roller conveyor relies on gravity to move goods slowly down the line. The belt conveyor, or conveyor belt, is motorized to provide more speed or move goods uphill. Conveyors can be equipped with scanners to read barcodes on items traveling along them, thus speeding up inventory and reducing error rates. Exhibit 5-7. Conveyor. Source. Photograph used with permission from Metzger Conveyors. Copyright 2011. Conveyors offer several advantages. Inexpensive operating costs, especially with a roller type. Reduced labor costs, including costs for injuries and accidents. Efficient use of space. They fit into narrow aisles. Ability of scanners to read barcodes or RFID. Movement of far more inventory than trucks could move at far less cost. For example, moving coal from a mining area to a storage area. The trade-off is that using conveyors can potentially block access to the area where loading takes place. Tow lines. The tow line, shown in Exhibit 5-8, and also called a tow line conveyor, uses a four-wheeled container that is towed by a drag line, which can be mounted overhead or in the floor. Overhead lines are easier to install and move than in floor lines. Some automated models can be uncoupled from one line and attached to another, giving them access to more than one dock. Overhead lines with automated decoupling provide more flexibility than standard belt or roller conveyors, but on the whole, they are much less flexible than forklifts. Exhibit 5-8, tow lines. Source, photograph used with permission from Road Systems International, in copyright 2011. Tow lines may also be equipped with scanners to identify the goods being conveyed. Automated systems can be complex and very expensive. Tow lines provide several advantages. Efficient use of space. They fit into narrow aisles. Potential to improve inventory identification and accuracy. Trade-offs include the following. Requirement of heavy capital investment when automated. Need to invest significant time and money to design complex systems. Relatively rapid obsolescence, especially in elaborate systems. Tow tractors with trailers. Tow tractors can pull several trailers conveying pallets. They're generally used, like tow line conveyors, in order selection. Tow tractors are not automated, and because they require a driver, they are more expensive to operate than tow lines. However, they're also more flexible. Bridge and wagon cranes. For heavy lifting, warehouse managers may turn to cranes. The two basic types are bridge cranes, also called overhead cranes, and wagon cranes. The bridge part of a bridge crane, shown in Exhibit 5-9, is a horizontal girder, or pair of girders, that rests at each end on a truck. Exhibit 5-9. Bridge crane. The trucks run along tracks, giving the crane the ability to move objects horizontally in the direction of the runway. They can also move objects perpendicular to the track, along the direction of the girder that runs between the tracks. Because they are suspended, bridge cranes leave the floor space below them free for other activities. Bridge cranes are best used in low to medium volume activities that require moving items that are large, heavy, or awkward to maneuver. Wagon cranes, also called crane trucks or stacker cranes, offer the mobility that is provided by forklifts and is absent from conveyor systems. They can negotiate narrow aisles and use all three dimensions of warehouse space, height included. They are available in fully automated models that can lift objects in and out of storage without the assistance of a human operator. Though these cranes are generally used to lift and swing objects that are too heavy or oddly shaped to be moved by other types of equipment, they can also be used to move objects horizontally for short distances. Advantages of cranes include easy access to most areas within the lifting bay, bridge crane. Extension to areas outside the building, bridge crane. Ability to lift heavy objects that can't be handled with forklifts or conveyors, especially the bridge crane. Ability to negotiate narrow aisles and to use all dimensions of a warehouse, including its height, wagon crane. Overhead suspension that leaves all floor space free for other uses, bridge crane. Available with radio control for remote operation, bridge crane, or fully automated for driverless picking and storing of items. The main drawback of either type of crane is capital expense. The logistics manager may have to justify the expense by documenting the crane's appropriateness to the functions and space requirements of the warehouse. Carousels. A carousel consists of a series of bins mounted on an oval track with the option of multiple track levels. The entire carousel rotates, moving inventory to a stationary order selector rather than requiring that person to go to the inventory storage location. The advantages of using a carousel include the following. It reduces labor required for order selection by reducing walking length and time. It can significantly reduce storage requirements, especially when stackable or multi-tiered carousels are used. Paperwork can be eliminated when the system uses computer-generated pick lists and carousel rotation. A pick-to-light system uses a series of lights that indicate the right pick location and the number of items to remove from that bin in the carousel. In some pick-to-light systems, a computer generates the pick lists and operates the carousel. A similar system, pick-to-voice, uses computer-generated voice commands to guide picking. Advantages include efficient use of floor space, reduction of time and labor required to pick items from storage, available automation to further enhance productivity.